Next thing you know, it has adjusted. I'm not joking about that. God sees in my heart that I'm serious. It has adjusted to make sure your investment in Europe is profitable. You cannot learn that in a business school. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? You know, I thought about, you know, I've been married for, it was 11 years in December. And I haven't been married for a long time. I mean, who's senior me for here? Rocken, are you? You want to try? Who? Nobody. Okay, sorry, sir. I didn't see you on time. I'm very sorry, sir. But I have come to a conclusion after 11 years experience that if God does not bless you with a happy marriage, there's no book or counseling that can give it to you. I have seen it. That one, in fact, no, I told this year I'm going to teach for a few. We just put some things on tape on it. It is not possible. You know, I've seen people say that when you love your wife, she must respond with respect. And no. They obviously don't know what they are saying. Some say, when you respect and honor your husband, he will love you back. Hey, human beings, you just start. You don't know human nature. Did God not love people so much that we serve the devil? Do I lie? It is on record. Go and check a lot of you girls where your head not correct. It's the wicked men that they love. They want to die for that harsh bubble where they slap them at random. The nice guys, nothing for them. I'm telling you the truth. When I see preachers say that, when you love your wife, they will. I say, Oga, you are not called to preach this thing. Leave that matter. Go somewhere else. Men, you want to love your wife because it's the will of God. Amen. There's no reward attached to, apart from the judgment seat of Christ. I'm telling you, there's no reward attached. At the judgment seat of Christ, one of the things you'll be judged concerning, Rocker, it here, so, is your role as a husband. Say, Lord, the wife you gave me used to provoke me. So what did you do? I couldn't love her. You tell, you understand. You understand that you were there. Thou useless and unfaithful servant. But then no matter what the wife does, the man is judged as a husband. Are you getting my point? Yes, he is. Same with the woman. You are judged as a wife. Forget the husband. It's part of the judgment matter. So if you want to do things, you know, I've been saying it again and again. Stop doing things as Christians because of what you will get to. Do them because they are what? Right. What am I saying? We have come to understand that it's not about learning methods that makes you become, get a good marriage. No. It's a blessing of God. But what I want to say is that there's a place where God will transform your heart to. Listen, that joy and happiness is attracted towards you as a blessing from above. It's not methods. It's not methods. It's not methods. It was to make your wife happy, make sure you never forget her birthday. I've forgotten my wife's birthday once. I won't do it the second time, amen. My wife says twice once. That second time I knew. Just I forgot at in the afternoon and then remembered again at night. But the point I'm making is it at the end of the day, the reconciliation for forgetting. Do you get my point? Made the marriage even stronger. Because where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. Yes, it's the word of God. So when you forget once, just use, if there's a grace you tap into, in which it's as if you remember double. Amen? Amen? Trust me, I know what I'm saying. What am I saying out of these things? Listen, success we have defined, all right? Actually, it is released automatically. It's grace that God pours into your life and into my life when we do the thing that is proper. And what is that proper thing? It is not to go out and try and walk. They say, what must we do to do the works of God? He said, the work of God is first done sitting down inside in your heart. Jesus said, the work of God is that you believe. What am I teaching this series? There is something that Christians have not been doing. When I say Christians, beginning from me as a person, that is, I am guilty. I'm repentant, but I'm guilty. Let me say it simply. It will surprise if I say it. You think, sir, are you serious? Yes. We have not given enough attention to the word of God. I don't mean it as a joke. Let me tell you what started it. I just said, well, that was one of the things that the Lord used to teach me. Bishop, you remember? Last year you went to Lagos for, what's the name of that program? Covenant 500, right? There was this program in Lagos. And how much was it for 1 week's training? 135,000 naira. Now, that was when I started thinking about some things. Let me give some other examples. You've seen management training being done. Goldman Sachs as an example. Training, I've forgotten how many thousands of African women. 10,000. And somebody sent the information to me then for my wife. And it was actually a nice idea. Except that we calculated it. And we didn't even know they were going to close Enugu Airport. You understand? That you had to fly to Lagos a number of times for the lectures and everything. The things, the stuff was subsidized. Are you getting me? And then you still had to spend quite some amount of money. Okay? And women are really going and they have testimonies. Now listen. People are getting degrees online now. You can get degrees from abroad. You can do it online. You can travel for master's degrees. Generally, they cost in the neighborhood of 2 to 4 million naira to get a master's. All right? Okay. Are they good things? Yes. I'm not saying they are bad at all. But something struck me. If I locked this door, are you getting me? And I said, I'm doing a series of teaching for, let's say, I've gotten 2 or 3 other preachers, and we're going to teach intensively for 1 month. And that gate fee to crack that door open so you can enter is 10,000 naira per head. This hall will be empty. Of course, not totally empty. But to a large extent, empty. If I listen to me. So let's get this thing practical. If I offered a Harvard MBA in this same hall, all right? Okay, let's assume we could compress it to that same 1 month. And I say, listen to this, 150,000, I didn't say 5 million, 150,000 naira. You here, we raise the money. Suddenly you call your uncle. It's an opportunity. One in a lifetime. Uncle, no, you know I never asked you for money. This one. Hey! I didn't say 5 million because you said, oh, guy, you know, say I not did that. No, let's come down to 150,000. You'll be amazed at how rapidly you will raise the money. Then it hits me, it dawned on me that Amplified said the amount of attention and thought and study you give to the word of God is what determines the amount of virtue that is released to you. It don't mean that it's easy for us to tune for simple and free radio broadcast. It's simple. It's easy. And oh, Pastor Banky, you're doing a good work. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. You have turned my life around. God bless you, sir. And it's a good thing. But listen to what I'm saying. Until your heart is willing to pay a million naira for those broadcasts, there's a degree of power you won't get from the words that are coming forth. I'm not going to ever charge you money. No. Our CDs, MP3s remain 180 naira for an average of 8 to 10 messages. They are essentially free. On which we say, please, you can make copies for your friends. The money just for 2 things. One, to cover our cost of production. And secondly, to just not give, to cast our, so we don't cast our pearls before swine. You have to want it before we let you have it. But something hit me. We have not taken the word of God serious enough to be willing to sell all that we have and buy it. Listen, let's be honest. That's where we are. This is the interesting part. We are willing to give, So that you know what, I'm not saying we are wicked people. If a church came and said, praise God, this is for the propagation of the gospel. Actually, we are more willing to give than if they said, it is for learning this word for 3 months. That one, why are people so expensive? Why? These pastors, they say, we don't understand them. What is going on? Pastor, can I have a bank? He preaches there, it is free. But Pastor, when you preaches there, it is free. Because you preaches there, it is free. What is it that is? Go begin calculate. But the Harvard MBA you are going to pay for, listen, the materials, the knowledge you want to get from there, hear me, it's free on the internet. Like, is there a line what I've said? There's no information that any professor has hidden anywhere that you can't get free in this world. You can borrow the book. Libraries are essentially free. Wikipedia is totally free. Old archive journals are free. But why would you give 1.5 million naira to get an MSc from a foreign university? Simple. You have hope in it. There's no other reason. There's no other reason. There ain't no other reason. This is an annoying part. We are more willing to work for God than to settle down and learn from Him. What I'm introducing, which is where, you know, all that introduction, was to get to this level. The summary is that the average Christian today does not give enough attention to God's word to impress the Lord at all. I dare to say, including Pastor Banky. See, Pastor Banky, you too? Yes. Let me just explain to you why you can't even judge whether I'm... You can't even begin to think that maybe I'm just being modest. I'll tell you. The things you hear, my wife will testify. The things you hear me preach. You know, I bought her a very powerful player recently that can store all our messages and just click a button. Very small, handy, very, very tiny. So, anyway, you see my wife, in fact, if you see her in the market, sometimes, and I say she walk off the road, she either has earphones or she's everywhere. So, you get to the room, it's also on the bed. So, sometimes I put it on. But that day, I listened to one of the series, one of the days we taught, School of Prayer. I told my wife, this is not fair. It's not fair. She said, what is not fair? I said, this is what people listen to. That I did not even know. I said, there are things I hear myself say, I didn't know I knew them. So, as I did here, na anointing. Amen? Na anointing. I used to think I'm getting blessed. I've realized I'm not getting blessed at all. I'm working. If I like, let me not go home and carry a Bible. And kneel down and pray and hear the word. If I like, as everybody that I preach to, they will succeed one after the other. I pray they remember me. That's the only way success will remain, will reach my side. I'm telling you, that's how spiritual things are. There's one man I read about in a book. This guy, very generous, very nice guy. Except that he's always broke. His needs are never met. No, get my point. He will wake up, he will be at home, the Lord will wake him up. If I want the Lord to go and buy 4 tires and go and give to that particular brother. And that guy had been driving one car around that the tires were looking like, you know what I'm saying? They don't sew smooth. The wire will come off for this side. Sewing thread will come off for this side. No tire. Smooth. So he has been praying. So the Lord woke this other guy up, said, go and give him 4 tires. So he took all the money he had, bought 4 new tires and went there. So are you the one? Yes. He said, I should give you. He said, what's the problem? He said, that's what he does all the time. Everybody else's need. He will meet it. Send me. Come. Me, I don't have anything. The guy was whining. That is, he was whining as he was leaving. That if I'm the one that prayed now, nobody comes. It sounds funny. A man who was sensitive enough to be sent by God to go and meet somebody else's need. God knows they send anybody to meet your need. And the guy writing the book was the one they came to give tires to. He said, how I wish you would grumble less. He collected the tires and was wishing that, God, I wish his brother would stop grumbling. Spiritual things are like that. Elisha, you know, was a powerful man, did more miracles than Elijah, right? Then he was sick with a sickness that killed him. His master walked with God like Enoch, and he was not, for the chariots of fire took him. Amen? He collected double anointing, did double miracle, shook Israel so much when he was about to die. The king came and cried, my father, the chariots of his Israel and the horsemen thereof. That's how he cried. Then the sickness took him and killed him. Forget anointing. I've told you before, guarantees nothing. Guarantees what? Nothing. Let me end. We'll continue next time. This is summary today. Let me put it to you that Christians, you and me, we have not yet impressed God a bit concerning the amount of regard and attention we give to his word. And listen, there are degrees. That's why we keep struggling. That's why we keep having business ideas that don't work. That's why we chase 10 women, not one has agreed to marry us. I'm telling you the truth. That's why we pray from now to forever, we will not conceive a child. That's why. And let me say it to you quickly. You cannot pray and confess into existence as a Christian what the world has not transformed your heart into. That shortcut, no, they work. We like shortcuts. We like what? Shortcuts. Listen, Christians love to pray. And I'm sorry to say, most of the prayers are prayers of habit. Now, I've told you before, there's prayer of faith. A lot of them are prayers of desperation, joblessness, imitation. Give me another prayer. Idleness. What do you want to say? Frustration, fear. There's prayer of frustration. Prayer of fear, not out of faith. There are very few amounts of prayer of faith rising up to heaven. Prayer of faith is only initiated by the entrance of the word. It's when I, Daniel, discovered in the books the number of the years. That was when I remembered to go and pray for the redemption of Israel. Let me settle it, please. I want to close. I don't want to shoot in any extra time this year. We need to repent. Did I hear an amen? Amen. I wish you get what I'm saying. We have not begun. Until we'll be willing to sell all that we have. See what I said? Willing. The other day I told my wife something. It sounded like a joke. But I meant it. God knows I meant it. I told a friend of mine. There's a man, I just got some of his books. The books are cheap, bought them from the US. Each one must have arrived in Nigeria at less than 2,000 naira. I got like four of them. I'm reading them. The first one is blessing me so much. I'll read the other four. I told my wife, if the rest bless me like this, he'll be one man that's touching me like this at this season. I said, I will get his tapes. It's going to cost me about 100,000. I will get them. I said, when I finish, I'm going to the American embassy. I'll collect a visa, I'll buy a ticket, I'll go and see him. It sounded funny. But I'm joking. I'm not joking. Because you're a witness. Their prayers are prayed for long. I'm suspecting this is the answer. I'm reading the book now. I will soon finish. Four or five of them, when I finish, I order the tapes. It's going to cost me a lot of money. When I finish eating all the tapes, if I still feel like that, as God lives, I'm going to the American embassy. Good morning. Are you going to America to do what? I want to go and see somebody. They will give me the visa. I'm telling you, they will give me. No, I'm not even saying because I've gone there before and all of that. No. I mean, the kind of thing that's sending me there, they will give me. There's this school he runs for about, is it a month? I'm serious. I will sell my car. Convert the money to dollars. Go and lodge there. I don't think I know anybody in California, but in Nigeria, we'll fool everywhere. I will find somebody. It sounds, I was telling my wife a few days ago, but I meant it too. Because I said, if things are good, you know the reason? Paul said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. He said, this is how it is. You have a part. The only way it will be delivered to you is if you tap into the word of delivery. Do you get my point? And you can sit down here, be buying land. We are very good at that. Buy a motor car. It's a sign of progress for us. And your church, what are you now? I'm not a deacon. It's a sign of progress. One day I went to pray for a man. He was burnt from head to toe. So I told him, somebody came to call me. I told him, I've come to pray for you and I expect God to. I'm a doctor, I know that kind of thing. Eh? Natural chance of survival is 0 times 100. So we needed faith. But as I began to pray, the first thing he told me, I said, this guy is not getting the point. He said, yes, in fact, they've called Pastor Kumi, he too will be coming. When he said two things like that, I said, in my mind, all right, I'm going. In my mind, I prayed for him. This guy had about 90% bonds. I'm not joking, 90%. He wasn't going to survive anywhere in the world. He wasn't going to survive. And you are accounting for me, the big man that you know. He died like 3 days later, of course. He was going to die. But, I noticed something. It was that, I'm a good Christian. Don't worry about that, bro. I'm a good Christian. Pastor Kumi is coming. He's coming. And when he's through, EAW2 will come and finish the prayer. Between the three of you, you guys should be able to handle it. You know, that kind of thing. What am I saying? We have esteemed. There was a man I knew once. I went to him and said, do you have this man's tape? No. This one? I said, sir, you don't have anything? He said, I sit with him all the time, you know. Hi! Are you getting what I'm saying? No, we haven't. We have not. The Bible says that this is how the kingdom of God is. A man saw a pearl of great price somewhere. He covered it. He ran away. Sold what? All that he had. Because he understood the value for it. The way Bishop Oyedepo said, he said, your sense of value determines the flow of virtue towards you. I dare to say to us so that we can feel guilty and pray and repent. That we think we do. Because we run, you know, we are better than other people. We come out on Saturday evenings to go and hear the word. Hallelujah. But God said, you have not even reached 1% of what I'm talking about. So what do you mean? It's all right. You have saved enough money to buy a car. Now I want you to go and buy a book with it. Say, what? Why? Say, listen, you know, what is inside that book is not anywhere else. This is not a book. Say, see what I'm saying. Let me close. I'll continue from here. I have not finished.